Come all you time cowboys and listen to my song. Please do not grow weary, I won't detain you long. Concerning some wild cowboys that did agree to go way out on the buffalo range and the trail of the buffalo. I was in the town of Jacksboro in the year of 83, when a well-known famous drover come walking up to me, saying, "How do you do, young fellow? And how'd you like to go and spend a summer pleasantly on the trail of the buffalo?" Me being out of work, boys, to Ocrego I did say, "This going out on the buffalo range depends upon the pay. If you pay good wages, transportation to and fro, I might like to go with you on the trail of buffalo. Oh yes, I'll pay good wages and transportation too, if you agree to work for me until the season's through. But if you grow homesick and you try to run away, you will lose your wages, you'll also lose your way." Soon we were outfitted with 7 able men. With Navy sticks and needle gun, our troubles did begin. Our way it was a pleasant one, the route we had to go, until we crossed Peace River on the trail of the buffalo. When we crossed Peace River, our trouble did begin. First damn skin I went to rip it, I lost my thumb. The water it was salty, the meat I could not go. The engines waited to pick us off while skinning our buffalo. When the season's over, Ocrego he did say, "You boys have been extravagant, you're in debt to me this day." We coaxed him and we begged him, but still it was no go. So we left his damned old bones to bleach on the trail of the buffalo. Now we've crossed Peace River, homeward we are bound. No more in that hellfire country will ever we be found. Go home to our wives and sweethearts, tell others not to go. Our God's forsaken the buffalo range and the damned old buffalo.